If he wants to get in a workout where he really feels the burn, he could try a new fitness trend that combines aerobics and Bollywood dance moves. The world's in-house fitness fanatic, Andrea Crossan, found a class in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and gave it a go.
I'm a really good dancer. Well, at least in my living room, I'm a good dancer. So when I found out about Bolly X Fitness, a class based on Bollywood dance moves, I thought this was something that I was going to be a rock star at. When I got to class, I found my spot on the packed dance studio floor right in front of the mirror. That's when I learned the ugly truth. I suck at this. The crowd of people around me looked like they were extras in Slumdog Millionaire. They followed the moves with little prompting from instructor Fen Tung. For an hour, I sweat like it was Delhi in July, and I tried to avoid stepping on my fellow classmates. After it was over, I asked some of the other Bali Xers what they thought of the class.
It was really hard. I've taken a lot of other classes, different dance classes, kickboxing classes, step classes, and this was definitely up there in terms of cardio exercise.
I think it's very westernized and very easy to pick up, like Zumba. So I don't think it's hard to pick up for anyone.
I grew up in India. I've been in the US only 2 years, so I know all these songs. And that's a big part of why I enjoy Bolly X, because I can sing along and enjoy the music as well as the dance.
After trying the class, I spoke to Shahil Patel, one of the co-founders of Bolly X Fitness. He choreographs the routines. You may have seen Patel dance. When he was in college, he and his dance troupe were semi-finalists on the show America's Got Talent.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Berkeley, California.
So what are you going to do for us?
Hopefully knock your socks off.
I'm ready.
Patel is a first-generation Indian American. His love of Bollywood began when he was a kid.
I used to sing Bollywood music. So my mom actually sings a lot. And so I grew up around a ton of Bollywood music and a lot of Indian culture within the household. And it wasn't until, I'd say, my voice cracked that I started venturing elsewhere.
Then in college, he started dancing, initially copying moves he found on YouTube videos. He saw the rising popularity of Bollywood music, and his love of fitness inspired him to set up Bolly X last year.
One of the big things for us is authenticity in our class. So what we do is we draw very authentic elements from different styles of India, whether that be Bhangra from Punjab in northern India or Garba and Ras from western India. We bring those elements into class to give people different things to really rock out to.
Bolly X was fun. And even if I didn't look like I should be shimmying in a monsoon or dancing around a tree, I did get a good workout. I might try to practice a few of the Bolly X moves at home before I take another class, though, because in my living room, I can still pretend that I'm a good dancer. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.
If you want to see Andrea getting a lesson in basic Bollywood dance moves, I know I do, there's a super awkward video. It's at PRI.org.